This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, look who it is. I had a great idea tonight. I was like, you know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't had our tickets stamped by B-Comp. We need to get Brian Compton of NHL.com back on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, B-Comp.
Same to you. I miss you, buddy. How are you?
I mean, this is ridiculous. I blame Carver High for this lack of B-Comp appearances on the bench. This is absolute BS.
And he's not even there tonight, right? What a slacker.
That was a great way to, like, go right around him. He didn't call you. He hasn't booked you. So I went right around him. I'm like, hey, I go, you know, that Islander drunk isn't here. Why don't we go right around him and call B-Comp up? He's another Islander fan. We'll get him on.
It's great to talk to you again, my man.
All right, so I got a lot I want to talk to you about. First of all, so Marc-Andre Fleury, his dad dies, horrible. I just buried my dad in July, and then I buried my wife's dad November 15th. I mean, I've been through a lot. He's been through a lot. He came back, you know, and beat the Blackhawks Tuesday night. Good for him after dealing with all that ordeal. And then it really is amazing what this guy has done, because I have said to people, like, when is this guy going to start fading? I mean, he's getting older. And when they got him, they had the great year to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. He was unbelievable. And then afterwards, I thought, you know, the following year it'll happen. That's when it's going to show the age. Everything's going to start catching up. Meanwhile, he does it again. He kicks ass again. Now this year, you know, he's 12-6-2, 2.54 goals against. That's pretty nice. 91 save percentage, pretty nice. He's doing it again. It's unbelievable. His dad dies. The guy goes out. He misses all this time. He comes back and wins. Is this guy not the freak of the league?
Yeah, well, the one thing I can tell you about Marc-Andre, because the Knights were in New York here last week, Scotty, so I was talking to some of his teammates. That was Marc-Andre's first day back after everything that happened, so he didn't talk to the press that day. But his teammates love him, man. I mean, and they loved him in Pittsburgh, too. I think that goes a long way as far as chemistry in the room and everything else. And you know, let's not forget all the mileage that you know, on those tires with all the playoff hockey that he played with the Penguins, and, you know, the run that he went on that first year in Vegas. So it's really impressive what he's doing. And I think it helps a little bit that we're seeing Malcolm Subban come into his own a little bit, Scotty, because that should alleviate some pressure off Marc-Andre moving forward here.
It is important for Subban to get starts and to – you know, because, you know, this guy, there's no way. It's almost like the load management thing in the NBA. There's no way this guy can keep playing, you know, as many games as he's been playing over the years. They got to let this other guy play. If they preserve him, I believe, like a fine wine, they can get more out of him in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing it pretty much across the board now, Scotty, with goalies splitting more games here. You're not going to see a whole lot of guys playing 65, 70 games anymore. That's going to be more of an anomaly now, so I think that's going to help not just Marc-Andre, but all the number ones across the NHL.
They play tomorrow night in St. Louis. The Blues have had a rough little stretch here. I actually bet on the Sabres the other night against them in shuffle off to Buffalo, and Buffalo beat them. They're okay, aren't they? Do you think they get back on track tomorrow against Fleury and the Knights at home, or do you think the problems continue?
Well, I'm not going to guarantee a Blues win tomorrow, but I'm sure this is more the ebbs and flows of an 82-game season than anything else. They're a really good hockey team. And, you know, the jury, for me, is probably still out a little bit on Jordan Binghamton. He got off to a really good start, but he's got to prove that he can be a number one throughout the course of an 82-game season, which, of course, we haven't seen from him yet. But I think they'll be okay.
But they really had a great – you know, from January 1st on, they were the best team in the NHL, and that's why they won the Stanley Cup. It really was an impressive run.
Oh, no doubt. And, of course, the coaching change with Craig Berube, that sparked everything. And then Binnington came up from the AHL, and, you know, that's what made the story even more remarkable, Scotty. Binnington started last season as the number two in their AHL affiliate. So just a remarkable run, like you said, for the Blues from January 1st on.
Brian Compton with us from NHL.com, B. Compton NHL on Twitter. Do you have any surprise at all that now five coaches have been fired, and it's not even Christmas yet, as the Sharks fire Peter DeBoer tonight. And, you know, what a mess in San Jose all of a sudden. Like, can you believe this many guys have been fired before Christmas? Seriously.
No, it's very surprising. Of course, some of it is the off-ice stuff that has come out about a couple of the guys. But, you know, San Jose was strictly a hockey decision. And, you know, as great of a run that Peter DeBoer had in San Jose, Scotty, this is their results business, as you know. And they've been just awful 5-on-5, and they haven't gotten goaltending. We're 33 games in, and their goal differential is already minus 25. So the easiest thing to do is always fire the coach and see if that lights a spark. You know, Bob Boomer didn't have a ton of success down in Florida. Maybe that changes here in San Jose. They made some other changes behind their bench as well of getting to Bakhoff. Sharks legend is now going to be their goalie coach, so maybe that gets them going a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know things were getting rough out there. You know, I saw the Flames have gotten hot all of a sudden. In fact, I think they're one of the hottest teams in the league over the last, like, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, and I was saying to the guys at work last night who after their latest one, I said, are the Flames this year's Blues? Just, you know, the coaching change and off they go. I mean, they certainly have the talent to go on a long run this spring. Not crazy about their goaltending, but there's so much talent up front, and I really like their back end with Giordano and TJ Brody, Travis Hamonic. The list goes on. They've got some players, so I'm curious to see what they do if they make the playoffs.
So I want to tell you a funny story. My buddy, a frat brother of mine, and I've been out of college about 35 years or something, but this guy I know is this huge Blackhawks fan, and his name, we call him Kriv. And my boy Kriv took his wife. They live in Arizona, like in Phoenix or whatever. And he took his wife on a road trip to see the Blackhawks play, like the Bruins and then the Devils. And then I think it was the Penguins or something like this. Like, or, you know, he went to like three games or something. He went to Pittsburgh for some meetings or something. I think the two games he went to were the Devils game and the Bruins game. So he bought front row seats, literally on the glass, right in the corner to both games. Literally, you could watch him on TV both nights. And he's like, make sure you look for me tonight in the corner. I'll be sitting on the glass. Sure enough, I see him sitting there. So the second night, he goes, I'm at the Rock in Newark. And I go, all right. And he goes, well, tell me where to eat. So I told him where to eat. He went. And he went there to eat, and then my buddy runs the press box at the Devils, my boy Rich, and I called up Rich. I said, "Listen, my buddy is going to the game tonight. He's a huge Blackhawks fan. So how about this? This is a good story. After the game, he took him down, and what a class act that Patty Kane and Jonathan Toews are. They took the time, I swear to God, after the game to do like photo op with my friend and his wife. And they got these fantastic up close pictures of both of those superstars and both of them smiling and being totally nice when they had absolutely no reason in the world to be nice to these people. And my buddy's like, can you just take a picture of him? He's a huge fan. They're both wearing Blackhawks jerseys. And they took the time and they sent me all these photos and they were just fantastic. And I think that goes a long way in what I'm talking about. NHL players are the best athletes in the world.
I'll one up you here. I interviewed Jonathan Toews over the phone, geez, 10 years ago when the Islanders drafted his brother. I wanted to talk to Jonathan about his brother, David,
right,
who was a third round pick. And about 10 seconds into the phone call, he said, hey, Brian, can you hang on for one second? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I could hear him ordering a beef burrito through a drive-thru somewhere in Chicago.
That's great.
So he's like, sorry, man, I'm just getting lunch. Oh, my God, it's all right. You know, get me one if you can. We just had a laugh. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's across the board. I mean, it's just from my perspective, I am so blessed to do what I do and deal with the best athletes in the world on a daily basis. It's fantastic.
How about the Islanders? What a story that they have been as good as they've been, and then they're still – looking up the Christmas tree at the Capitals. The Capitals have been phenomenal that they have never relinquished that lead in the Metro. The Metro is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Caps have played four more games, but they've just been unbelievable from start to right now, Scott. I mean, they won again tonight. John Carlson is already probably declared himself the Norris Trophy winner. He's got 45 points, Scotty, and five game-winning goals. He had another game-winning goal tonight. So the Caps are on a roll, man. But, yeah, the Islanders have been really, really good. I mean, everybody thought there'd be some regression here after what they did last year and then losing Robin Leonard to free agency. But the goaltending has been pretty much what it was last year. And, Anthony Beauvillier has been a top six forward here. He's really taken the next step in his career. And then they've been really, really good at home. They're 12-2-1 at home, which, you know, that adds up come playoff time for sure.
Yeah, the Penguins and the Stars, believe it or not, after they fired their coach for whatever the hell he was doing, and the Bruins are the only teams and that have 12 wins at home. That division is going to be crazy all the way to the end. I can't believe how my Penguins have held up without Crosby, and they've had a million injuries, Hornquist and everybody else. B-Comp, lastly, I got 20 seconds. Your boy Carver High's gotten so popular doing the ILC podcast, he doesn't even like doing my show anymore. That's the rumor.
He's going to have Benoit Hogue at a live show in a few weeks. How about that?
I never liked that guy. Anyway, B-Com, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I love you. It's great having you on the bench, brother.
Love you too, buddy. Thanks for having me. Take
all care. The best to your family during the holidays, man.
Same to you. Thanks.
All right, B-Com. Brian Compton of NHL.com with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.